It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
Hi, I'm Larry Gregory. I'm here with Chris Will, CTO of Aprizo. Aprizo provides solutions for the adaptive manufacturing and logistics industry. So, Chris, tell us about the new innovations that you've been working on with regard to SharePoint.
We are working for the last year already to enable the FlexNet system to work inside the SharePoint portal. We have traditionally had our own portal for the last 10 years. And we're not in the tools business or the platforms business, so when you guys have a great innovation, it's great to jump right on that.
Okay. And how are you actually integrating with SharePoint?
So there's really several ways. One way is to have the application run natively in there through the shared menuing system. Each area of FlexNet is exposed as a web part, and of course you can go in there and configure that based on the user role, based on group authorities, and so forth. And that's something we didn't have before, and that's certainly a value add. The other area is really to integrate more tightly with the native features inside SharePoint, document management, shared information gathering, and then closer integration with the other Office tools.
Okay, so how does this technical work translate in terms of customer benefit?
Customer benefits really is twofold. One is lower cost of ownership. Traditionally, they'll have disparate systems. They might have a homegrown portal. They might have applications for the ERP system working in one area. And so really having all this come together in one area, one look and feel, is really the bottom line benefit for the end user. And then, of course, the lower cost of ownership is there as well. You're not multiplying the maintenance in 10 different areas.
Okay. So for other technical leads that may be looking at leveraging SharePoint as part of their software solutions, what advice would you give them?
Well, the advice with any new technology, whether it's from Microsoft or from where else, is work closely with your developer evangelism team at Microsoft. We work very closely with the conferences that are come up. PDC was last October and so forth. Last but certainly not least, is to go to the website MSDN. Of course, that's really where we find 90% of our solutions pretty much overnight. And, of course, the collaborative abilities to, raise questions, Q&A, directly through the portal has always worked well for us.
Excellent. So you've been working on the SharePoint integration for a while. What's the next technical innovation that you're working on?
Downstream, 2010, what we're looking at, concurrent with the releases of your lineup for 2010, is cloud computing, as you call it. Azure is the code name. And we're primarily looking at moving our boundaries outside the plant floor. We've traditionally focused in the early part of this decade on just plant floor solutions, and by and large, to synchronize the plant floor with the extended supply chain B2B scenarios, you have to go outside the firewall. And so there's a number of our customers who traditionally have reached out by doing this themselves or doing it with a defunct approach, and so now, of course, cloud computing come in and make that a very good proposition going forward.
So thanks, Chris. Thanks very much for taking your time with us today and sharing your ideas.
Well, thank you very much.